You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberin Wokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
As we start 2019, the Almighty God will bear us on eagle's wings. May we rise up to our feet, even as we pray. Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God in surrender. Father, we honor you. Our Lord and our God, we give you glory. We give you adoration. For in thee, there is no God like you. For in thee, there is no king like you. For in thee, there is none to compare to you. Father, we are grateful that in spite of everything, in spite of everything that the enemy tried in 2018, Father, you preserved us. Father, you kept us. Father, oh Lord, you didn't allow the flood to overflow us. You didn't allow the fire to burn us. Father, in every circumstance and situation, oh Lord, you saw us through. Father, we are grateful. Daddy, as we go into your word this evening, oh Lord, let your word, oh Lord, find fertile soil in our heart. That we'll receive your word. That your word, oh Lord, will change lives here, oh Lord. That your word will transform lives here, oh Lord. That even as we receive this word this evening, oh Lord, that a revival will break forth even within us, oh Lord. That as we enter 2019, oh Lord, Father, that will carry your light. That which you do for us, oh Lord, even as we enter 2019, that eye have not seen, that ear have not heard, and neither have you entered into the heart of man. Father, come and do for everyone that is here. My Lord and my God, the King of glory, I submit myself, I yield myself to you, and I will not speak, oh Lord, of my own understanding. And I will be a vessel that you use to bless your people this evening. And our lives will change in this place. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. May we be seated. You know, as, praise the Lord, as I was preparing for the crossover service, or as the year was coming to an end, and I kept on asking God, what do we share? There is space in the front, please. Ushers. I kept on asking God, what do we share this evening as we cross over into the year 2019? And one particular thing was so strong in my spirit. I had it over and over and over again. And that word was, or is, the snare is broken. The snare is broken. Tell your neighbor, the snare is broken. And I began to search the word of God. And the Spirit led me to Psalm 124, which is our key verse this evening. And I read, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they have swallowed us up quickly. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. You know, I've read this Psalm 124 several times. I never saw it as a thanksgiving psalm. Praise the Lord. He started by saying, if it had not been God who was on our side, that the enemy will have swallowed us up. Look around you. Many people started 2018 with hopes, ambitions, with plans, had vision. But how many of them are around to cross over into 2019? Do you know how many people that started the year in 2018 and before February, they were thrown behind bars and locked up? The enemy has all kinds of schemes and plans to trap the children of God. But if you had not been God, who was on our side? You and I will not be here even at this moment. You know, I read something a few days ago that really made me weep. You know, people were traveling somewhere around Warri, and a car, I think a Prado, hit a bus, and the two vehicles plunged into the river. How many people read about it? Those are people who were going home to celebrate Christmas and the end of the year. But they never made it home. Some people up north, as at this moment, their city has been sacked. Everything burned down. People killed. They started 2018 with hope. But today, they may have lost everything that they have. You know, sometimes, as the year is coming to an end, some of us have grudges with God. Say, God, you have not done this for me. You have not done this for me. And I've heard people say, if God does not be for me, I will not serve him again. I say, you're a foolish man. Bible says, only the living can praise the Lord. A lot of people are in the hospitals even at this moment. Some have terminal disease. But you are alive. You are healthy. That is a cause to thank the Almighty God. Before we go into this Psalm 124, I want us to even look at what is a snare. A snare is like a trap, a noose. He said it is a trap for catching birds or other animals. A snare is a device that is secretly and strategically set up to capture a targeted one subject. They put a snare to entrap. They put a snare to catch somebody. Sometimes the snare may look attractive to the target, but it is used as a bait. So the subject will get in there and is entrapped. And what is a fowler? A fowler is like a hunter of wild fowls. So what the fowler does is that he brings a snare. Sometimes it could be like a cage. You know, a cage that they put birds inside. That is a snare. And they put a good looking fruit inside the cage, right? And put like a trap door, and once the bird comes, he enters. As he goes there to take the food, the door closes and is trapped. That is the way the devil has dealt with many of us in several ways. Today, I want you to reflect about your life. What is the snare that the enemy has put in place to entrap you? For some people, snare could be that job. For some people, the snare could be that relationship that you're not supposed to go into. For some people, snare could be that habit that you have been struggling with from January to this moment, saying that you want to leave it. It's as if the more you try, the more you struggle, the more difficult it becomes to live it. Because the person is trapped. And whenever I think of a fowler, what comes to my mind is the devil. Praise the Lord. Here's the fowler here. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. You know, one of the songs that we took, the devil thought he had me. Remember that song?
You are pushed against the wall. The enemy thought he had trapped you. He has gone in you. But glory be to God, because he's the way maker. And I prophesy to the life of somebody here, that it doesn't matter the entrapment that the enemy is having against you. The Almighty God will make a way of escape in the name of Jesus.
The enemy wants to entrap.
Is there anybody here that feels entrapped? You know, because when the prey is in the cage, praise the Lord, what happens? It's restricted. It's restricted. And it then means the prey can no longer go beyond the boundary set. So people are here, they are moving, they are living life in circles. It's as if, since they came into Lagos, they've been moving life but in circles. Sometimes, how you know that there's a snare on somebody is a life of unfruitfulness. You labor, you work hard so much and nothing to show for it. The person works hard and is as if the effort you're putting is not giving you the desired result, and you're asking questions. Praise the Lord. I decree and I prophesy into your life today that whatever that has put a limitation on you, tonight it is broken in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. The psalmist started by saying, if he had not been for the Lord. Now what does it tell me? It tells me that anybody that the enemy has entrapped, you cannot leave that entrapment by your own power. He said, if you had not been the Lord, who was on the side? It means you cannot get out except the Lord helps you. And if the Lord does not help you, no man can help you. A lot of people have been in that situation year in, year out, because they are looking up to their father, or their mother, or their uncle, or their friend, or, you know, that relationship. But I tell you one thing. David looked east. He looked west. He looked south. He said, where does my help come from? He said, my help comes from the Almighty God. If you had not been the Lord, who is on our side, how could we have escaped? 2018 is a wonderful year. 2018, by this time last year, this meeting has not been better. Praise the Lord. We have entered May 6th. And it was all like a dream. And what God has done between May 6th and now, we are an abasement. I can tell you. Because I know the story, how we started. It was as if it was an impossible task. We couldn't take off. But the moment we stepped into the Jordan parted and God began to do wonders. I prophesy into your life as you step into the year 2019. Oh, the Lord will make you an amendment to your friends in the name of Jesus. He will make you a wonder in the name of Jesus. Your life will never be the same again in the name of Jesus, because the snare is broken. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. If you have not been the Lord, who was on our side? You know, I don't know anybody here who is facing a problem that you can call a mountain. A problem that you think it cannot be resolved. You know, sometimes, was it last year? Yes, last year. The God that I serve, it was as if my business, everything, come to a grinding halt. And I remember when I sold the last trust that I used to be for doing business. And it was, God, what is going to happen next? It was as if everything has come to a grinding halt. Friends abandoned me. Some of them, you will call them, they will not pick your call anymore. They will be avoiding you. Praise the Lord. They thought it was all over. If you had not been the Lord, who was on my side? And suddenly my daughter was to travel to New York for a course. And initially my wife was supposed to go with her. We
Nobody couldn't allow her to go because of her work. And I volunteered to go. I didn't know God was sending me to connect me to somebody. And you have to learn something from here. Because I met my divine helper. I was abusing him. You know, I entered into New York. There God works. Everything was grounded to a halt. I said, okay, since I'm not doing anything, let me go with her. He said, almost 2 months. I said, I'll be there. And when I got there, I met somebody. And we were talking something differently with his friend. We were just gisting. And the man was saying, oh, no. I'm not an idiot. I don't like this, what these people people are doing, you know, in the South. Now I'm the color and so, blah, 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 blah. That wasn't even my issue. But my problem was, the man's name is an Igbo name. His surname, Igbo name. I said, sir, please, come take you serious. Start by changing your name, then we can talk. I was so brash about it. And the man turned and looked at me. I said, come. And that's how we started talking. He said, you know what? Tell me about yourself. I told him. He said, are you interested in doing something? I said, it is worth my while. And we came back to Nigeria. And one day my phone rang. He said, a company is looking for an executive director. I said, I beg. I said, which company? He mentioned. I said, okay. And I went for the interview to see the board and the chairman. Honestly, the interview was, what have you done? I was telling them how I failed. This God is something. He's a wonderful God. I was telling them how I had my business down. You know, and I was saying it. You know the way it is. If you give me, okay. If you don't give me, that is your business. Praise the Lord. And they say, you are the man we need. You are the man we need. And by March 1st, I started work.
Why am I saying this? There is somebody here you are giving up. You think God has abandoned you. You think that is the end of the road. But I tell you, the God we serve, I have a new name for him. And he's the divine orchestrator. He will orchestrate yourself. He will begin to organize things for you. And your destiny helpers will not rest until they meet you in the name of Jesus.
If it had not been the Lord who had been on our side, I will not stand here and be giving this testimony. We have all had all kinds of crazy testimonies in this place. In less than 7 months, we've had 2 weddings in this place. Praise the Lord. God is doing amazing things in this place. If it had not been the Lord who had been on our side, we'll be testifying. Praise the Lord.
You know, in the journey of life, the enemy plans several things. The scripture says, and when men rose up against us, they have swallowed us up quick. When their rod was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The sin had gone over our soul. The poor waters had gone over our soul. What I see here is a strong enemy against the children of God. The attack was sudden and swift. There was no chance of survival. They were overwhelmed and almost drowned by the challenges of life. The enemy thought it was over. And the people had given up. He said, the proud waters have gone over our souls. I have a word for somebody here tonight. Never, never give up. Because you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, never, never give up. And if you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you know what you are doing yourself? You are moving in circles. Because you can only find the purpose of your life only when you find Jesus. Why do I say so? He is your maker. He created you for a purpose. He designed you like an engineer designs a beautiful vehicle. He knows where every knot connects. He knows how to, push your path to connect where he wants you to go. And until you connect back to him, you cannot enter into what? Your purpose. And that is why, if you are here, you don't have Jesus, you don't know what you are missing. I tell you, my brother, my sister, you are moving in circles because of the encampment that has been set by the Father. And you need to break loose. And the first step to break loose is to say, Lord Jesus Christ, I have tried on my own. I have tried several things on my own. And I have failed. You know, sometimes the best prayer that we pray is, Lord, help me. The best prayer that you pray Forget about kabashing and, you know, praying all night. Sometimes the best prayer you pray is when you come with a contrite heart and just cry and say, Lord, help me. And he sees that help, you said it because you don't have any other backup plan. Whenever you cry like that, heaven, yes, angels are released on assignment for you, and your life takes a new turn. That will be the testimony of somebody here today, in the name of Jesus. The next thing they said, he said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. The snare is broken. Some people are entrapped by sin, lack of progress, moving in stagnancy, unfruitful labor, generational causes. He said, but the snare is broken. Who breaks the snare? Jesus. The anointing destroys what? The yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke. I've seen lives change in the few years I've spent in the ministry. People are delivered. Lives are changed and transformed. I've seen people move from nothing to something, zero to hero, like they always say. I've seen lives change. People that nobody gave an opportunity in life. And that's why I tell you, my brother, my sister, never write yourself up, for God has not written you up. No matter what they have used to entrap you, tonight, the God that I serve will break those chains. Tonight, the God that I serve will set you free. You know, sometimes people think the enemy has become very wise. You know, in those days, when he wants to possess people, they will go about naked in the street, cutting themselves. Then the enemy doesn't do that again. All he needs to do is to engage you with one small thing called phone. In that phone, some people are masturbating, pornography, all kinds of things. They are entrapped in it, in that small toy. Sometimes, the entrapment could be laziness. You never pray, you never worship, you don't even work hard in the office. Sometimes, the entrapment is when you start work, suddenly, you get angry and abandon the work. That is what I call near success syndrome. You walk, at the point of breakthrough, you turn back. Then don't do it again. Maybe you're in a relationship. The moment the guy says, I want to marry, you develop cold faith. It could be an entrapment. Tonight, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus, every entrapment, every snare is broken in the name of Jesus. Sometimes a snare can be refusing to do what? Learn new skills. I met somebody who was telling me, the person came from a rich background, sent abroad to study, came back, was doing job and business went down and collapsed. And he has a reason, and he said, no, when I used to be rich, I said it's an entrapment. But he's still living in the past. If you fall, Bible says a righteous man falls how many times? Seven times. And seven times, what does he do? He rises up again. If you are here tonight, maybe your business has collapsed like mine did. Rise up again. Maybe that career is not working. Go to Jesus. Rise up again. Only him can change your story. And well, by the time we are meeting here, 2019 crossover service, we will give my people to come and testify what the Lord did for them in 2019. And you'll be one of those that will come and say, Pastor, the Lord released me from the snare of the fowler. Praise the Lord. So the snare is broken and our soul is escaped. He says, when the snare breaks and the animal escapes, if it's a bird, if it's not one of our flyers, it's not the bird, from a dark cloud, released from the snare and was doing what? Flying. Some people's wings have decayed. But I prophesy into your life that from 2019, you will begin to soar very high. You will fly again. You will fly again. You will move to the next level. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. When the snare is broken, there is no more limitation. You know, when a bird is in trap, it can only hover around inside that cage, right? Just like a man by the pool of Bethesda. But at the end, yes, the man was ensnared on that spot. He couldn't move. Year 1, year 2, year 3, 20, 30, 38 years on one spot. Maybe he couldn't marry because he was ensnared. Maybe family abandoned him because they got tired of carrying him around. Maybe you are here, they've been carrying you around. They've been carrying you spiritually, physically, emotionally. This moment, I decree your life to your life. The snare is broken. Nobody will carry you again. You begin to soar high in the name of Jesus. The man by the pool of Bethesda was there. His case was a hopeless situation. Because about that pool, an angel comes once in a season. And when the angel turns the water, whoever that enters the water first, God heals. So it was by strength. But Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. So this man was there, crippled. He couldn't move, paralyzed. And he couldn't even talk. If nobody carries him, think about it. Anybody in that pool needs help. Are you with me? Everybody that around says, so who will leave their own problem to jump first to be healed? Eh? That's not kind of number. So his case was a hopeless case. And that beautiful day, Jesus remembered him. I can see Jesus just walking. Nobody knew he was Jesus. And he was looking at every man's case, analyzing it. And he saw this man, paralyzed, 38 good years, no help. I can see the heart of Jesus. He would have been weeping. And he knew it was sin that caused him to be in that state. Praise the Lord. And he went quietly. What do you want me to do for you? Tonight I ask you that question. Jesus is asking me, what do you want me to do for you? 2019 is coming. What do you want me to do for you? And as Jesus asked him this question, guess the man's response. He's not saying, Lord, hear me. He said, I have no man. I have no man. I want us to bow down our head and begin to pray at this moment. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Jesus is asking you tonight, as you enter 2019, what do you want me do for you? I mean, let us take this serious. Let me tell you, I'm not here by accident. I heard this word several times that it ran severally in my spirit. The snare is broken. What is that thing that put a limit for you in your life, in your family? It could be a family curse. It could be an evil covenant. Tonight is being revoked because the anointing destroys the yoke. What do you want me to do for you? He saw the man saying, Jesus, help me. He said, I have no man. I have no man. I have no man. My father has not helped me. Some people are blaming their parents. Some people are blaming their foundation. My mother has not helped me. Oh, they didn't give it to me in a very good way. Stop blaming people. Stop blaming people. Jesus is saying, what can I do for you? And even as we pray this moment, trust me. He said, my son, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If any man be in Christ, he said, he's a new creation. Maybe you want to enter 2019 as a new creation. The Lord is calling you, he's asking you, what do you want me to do? If you are here, even at this moment, you want to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change my story. I am tired. Just wave your hand. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life. Change my story. Just raise your hand wherever you are. Usher, quickly. Usher, quickly. 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 Lord Jesus, I am tired. Help me. I have no man. Lord Jesus, help me. Wherever I don't lift your hands to the Almighty God. You want to give your life to Jesus. That is the first thing that you need to do. As you enter 2019. Surrender to Him. Surrender to Jesus Christ. That is the first gift. Make yourself a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Even at this moment. Even as you're praying. Just say, what do you want me to do for you? Bring your prayer request before the Almighty God. What do you want God to do for you in 2019? What do you want Him to do for you in 2019? 2019 is just few minutes away. It is not by power. It is not by might. But by the Spirit of the living God. What do you want me to do for you? What? Because the snare is broken. You are released. You are free. Whom the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Bring your request before God. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus is saying, the man said, I have no man. Take your man, rise up and walk, because his neck is broken. All those that raise their hands, I come forward, please, I want to pray with you. The rest of us, bring your requests. Don't stop looking at me. Some of you are not praying, looking at me. This is a life and death situation. This could mark the change of your destiny. Come wherever you are. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I yield, I submit, I surrender to you. Come. Come to where you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been in that situation. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what people are saying. Come, come. And come to you to pray. Ask God, today I surrender, I yield to you. There are people out there. You are still struggling. Don't allow pride to rob you of your salvation. Some people don't come because they've been too big. Are you believing too big before your God, your Maker? You can't be in that situation and still be feeling proud. 2019 is your year. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Come. Come to where you are. It doesn't matter what you have done. His blood will wash you and cleanse you. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. His blood will wash you and cleanse you. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't matter what you've done. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's changing your story. He's changing your destiny. Come the way you are. Come. 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 Come the way you are. Come the way you are. Come the way you are. Jesus is calling you right now. He's changing life. He's changing stories. Destinies are being molded right now. The rest of us, he says, what do you want me to do for you? This name is broken. No more limitation. You are unstoppable. Bring your request before God. People of God, pray. I don't want you to ask more things from God. Hey, don't ask more things. Don't ask more things. What do you want me to do for you? For those who have come and asked God for mercy, ask Him to wash you and cleanse you with His precious blood. People of God, is there anyone that is out there? Maybe you are making up your mind right now. Jesus, His arms are outstretched. He wants to give you an embrace. Come, come the way you are. Come the way you are. Thank you, Jesus. Come the way you are. Come. Come the way you are. Some people are sitting down and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you right now. Do not resist the Holy Spirit. Do not quench Him. Allow Him to walk in your life. Life has changed in this moment. 2019 is your year of breakthrough because the snare is broken. Is there any person out there? God is calling you this moment. Thank you, Jesus. Come. Come the way you are. Come the way you are. He loves you. He loves you. That's why He has preserved you to this moment. Come. Come. Do not resist Him. He loves you. He's calling you this moment. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Wherever you are now, Jesus loves you. He wants to do something new in your life. He wants to do something new in your life. What do you want me to do for you? With all our eyes closed, lift your hands to the Almighty. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. All eyes closed. Lift your hands to the Almighty God. Please lift your hands and surrender to Him. Lift your hands to the Almighty God. Everybody, 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 lift your hand. Jesus is saying, what do you want me to do for you in 2019? We have entered 2019. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Bring that request before the Almighty God. Cry out to Him. My Father, let your light shine into every life that is here today. Let your light shine into every hand that lifts it up to you, O Lord. Let your light bring illumination. Let your light, O Lord, bring revelation. Let it bring wisdom, knowledge and understanding. Let your light lighten their path. The word of God says that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by God. Father, order the steps of your children in 2019. Father, I will bring every second of 2019, every minute, every hour, yes Lord, every hour, every day, every week, and every month into your hand. Father, we commit it into your hand, O Lord. Daddy, have your way in the love of your children. Let everyone that is there that is entrapped, Father, I decree into the life of your children that every snare, every foundational snare, let it be broken today in the name of Jesus. Let it be broken today in the name of Jesus. Let your children begin to soar. Now they have become unstoppable. Daddy, we have become unstoppable. Gideon has become unstoppable. Daddy, oh Lord, we have become unstoppable. Do that which only you can do in your life. That 2018, O Lord, bear us on eagle's wings, O Lord. Father, bear us on eagle's wings, O Lord. We have no power of our own. Our help comes from anywhere. We have looked everywhere. Our help comes from you, O Lord. 2019, O Lord. Let every one of us there an amendment. Make us all a wonder to our generation. Come and do that which I have not seen. Come and do that which ear have not heard. Come and do that which have not entered into the heart of man. Come and do for your children. Let there be testimonies in this place. Let there be transformation in this place. Let there be a revival in the life of your children. Do that which no man can do for them. My Lord and my God, the King of glory, I pray to you, O Lord, send divine helper. Lift your hands to the Almighty. Your divine helper will connect to you. As he did it for me, he took me out to bring me in. The same way he did it for me, he will send you divine helper. People that you have not met in your life before. Because the problem that we have, we are looking at our friends and our family for help. But God has positioned somebody somewhere. In 2019, I decree into the life of everyone here, your divine helper will no rest until they help you. The divine orchestrator will order your steps in 2019 to come in contact with your divine helpers in the name of Jesus. The Lord said there is somebody here. He said there is a contract to be settled for 3 months and they have denied it. He said, I have approved it. It is yours. I don't know who God is talking to tonight. He said a contract for 3 months to be settled it. But he said tonight, this net is broken and it is released to you. Those who said they will not give it to you, their hands are bent. They are giving it to you. Against your will, they are doing it. I don't know who God is talking to. What do you want me to do for you? Children of God, who have entered 2019, I want you to be deliberate. Bring that request before God. Cry out to him. Tell him you're handing your life to him in 2019 as a living sacrifice, as a living thing to use you for his glory. Tell him to help you to do his will. I see the glory of the Almighty God descend upon the people of God in this place this morning. Yes, the glory is there. The heaven is open. The heaven is open. The glory is descending to people right now. Lives are changing in this place, even at this moment. Chains have been broken right now. I see chains broken. Oh, they are breaking right now. Chains are breaking right now. Chains of limitation. Somebody here has lost their job 4 times. 4 times you get good job and 4 times you've lost it. The Almighty God, I'm restoring you. Because the snare is broken, I am restoring you. I'm going to make you an amazement. Those who have laughed at you, they've said you won't amount to anything. But tonight, said your story has changed. Because I'm giving you a better chance. Ramatusha kemina kuleti. Rima makure tele kupepere. Titi maru tele kure teke kirina ta. Oh, Ramatusha ke, lift your hands to the Almighty God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Spirit of Jesus Christ, have your way in our midst this moment. Have your way in 2019. We have no strength of our own, Holy Spirit. We cannot do anything without you, Holy Spirit. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy, Holy Spirit. We ask for your grace. In 2019, we will not go where your grace will not carry us, O Lord. We will not go where your mercy will not reach out to us, O Lord. There are people who are out there, you need to be in front. If you are out there right now, and the Holy Spirit says, come forward. I want you to begin to come around them. Come, we don't have time to wait. There are people who need to give their life to Christ. You are sitting down there. Right now, he has ministered to you. Come the way you are. Come now. Come. Lift your hands to him in surrender. You see, when you lift your two hands, you are saying, Lord, I surrender. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I surrender. I have no strength of my own. It's not just by your own intellect. Trust me. It's not by your own intellect. There are people who have tears who are begging for bread. Who matushe kelina kurete. There are people who are out there. The Spirit of the Lord is in the house. The Spirit of the Lord is in the house. It's moving right now. It's moving right now. Wherever you are. And the Holy Spirit is calling you, come. Wherever you are, come. Come. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring your children before you, O Lord. All that have stepped forward this morning, O Lord. Father, they have come as a living sacrifice in 2019. Father, may let your mighty hand of power be upon them. Father, every snare let it be broken even at this moment. Father, wash them with your blood, O Lord. Daddy, you are the way maker. Make a way for them where there is no way. Silence every voice of accusation. The enemy has been accusing some of them. Father, silence the voice of accusation right now. Give them a new path, a new beginning, a fresh beginning. Change your stories, O Lord. And Father, I bring everyone that is out there, right? Everyone that is here today. In 2019, O Lord, we submit, we surrender to you, O Lord. Daddy, change the story of every child, everyone that is here today, O Lord. Let your mighty power be upon your children. Father Almighty, O Lord, even as your children are anointed. Father, we're going to put a mark of Jesus upon everybody. In 2019, everyone here is marked. And all of us will enter 2020, O Lord. We enter 2020 in strength and in health, giving glory and honor to you. Because our lives are hid in you. And so shall it be. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Congratulations. May you rise to your feet. Can we follow the ministers, please? Ministers, upstairs. This way, please. Just brief. Let's start for them briefly. This way. Please, don't wait. They can pray with us. Clap, please. Let's clap for Jesus. Clap. Follow the ministers. Don't waste your time just for a few minutes. Quick, let's clap. Now, if you want to clap, you clap. Praise the Lord. Can we rise to our feet? Ministers, let's be quick with them. They can come down immediately. Choir, I'm going to lead us in worship. I didn't say praise, worship. Now, we're going to anoint everybody first. Praise the Lord. I'm going to anoint everyone. I want you to lift your hands to God, giving us worship, and ask him that anything in you that has been resisting the anointing of God, the Lord God said, the anointing destroys the yoke. Let that yoke be broken. Praise the Lord. That 2019 you are anointed. Apostle Paul says, I've got the mark of Jesus upon me. Henceforth, let no man trouble me. Let no man trouble me. No principality or power will trouble you in 2019. So this morning, you will receive the mark of Jesus. And when we get to 2020, we'll count and you'll be there. All of us will be there in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos, or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.